And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 1st of January, 2011. Get used to saying it, 2011. It's New Year's Day. The earliest recorded one was about 2000 B.C. in Mesopotamia, where the New Year was celebrated in mid-March around the time of the vernal equinox. Iranians and Balinese still celebrate the New Year with the spring equinox. The Chinese New Year, based on the lunar cycle, falls somewhere between late January and late February. In Europe, the Celtic New Year began on November the 1st after the harvest. The first time the day was celebrated on the 1st of January was in 45 BC, when Julius Caesar redid the Roman calendar, basing it on the sun instead of the moon, adding some days to the year, declaring every January 1st the start of the new one. But he was a little bit off, and so by the Middle Ages, the calendar was about 10 days ahead of itself and had to be fixed in the 1570s. It's the birthday of J.D. Salinger, born New York City, 1919, who grew up dreaming of publishing in The New Yorker, which rejected his work over and over, until November 1941, he finally got a letter accepting his short story, Slight Rebellion, off Madison, about a teenager named Holden Caulfield. And it was supposed to come out in the Christmas issue, but then the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. The story was put on hold. Salinger was drafted into the army. He was in the invasion of Normandy, part of the Battle of the Bulge, some of the worst fighting of World War II. The war ended. He was checked into an army hospital, suffering from shell shock. Finally, in 1946, The New Yorker published his story, and he took the character of Holden Caulfield and wrote an entire novel about him, The Catcher in the Rye, published in 1951. J.D. Salinger, who died this past January at the age of 91. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Life is easy to chronicle, but bewildering to practice." E.M. Forster, born London, 1879. He was a friend of Virginia Woolf's, hung out with the Bloomsbury crowd, wrote four novels in just 5 years, including A Room with a View and Howard's End, and then 14 years later published his masterpiece, A Passage to India. It was E.M. Forster who said, "If I had to choose between betraying my country and betraying my friend, I hope I should have the guts to betray my country." Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright. You still love the ones you loved back when you loved them, books, records, and people. Nothing much changes in the glittering rooms of the heart, only the dark spaces half reclaimed, and then not much, an image, a line, sometimes a song. Car doors slam and slam again next door. Snow nibbles away at the edges of the dark ground, the sudden memory of fur coats, erotic and pungent, on college girls, in the back seats of cars, at Christmas. Bourgeois America, the middle 1950s, Appalachia, downtown. And where were we going? Nowhere. Someone's house, the club, a movie? See the pyramids along the Nile. WKPT. I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. It didn't matter. Martin Carrant was spinning them out, and the fur was so soft." A poem by Charles Wright from his book Littlefoot, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound, engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.